High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Carmen City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
Good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center at Sacred Heart School. It's time for basketball. Boys sub-district finals tonight between the top-seeded Fall City's Sacred Heart Irish, and their opponents tonight will be the Diller Odell Griffins, who came into the tournament as the number two seed. Sacred Heart got here with an 82-28 win Tuesday night as they dispatched the squad from Lewiston. It was Diller Odell with a 47-40 win over Sterling here on Tuesday night. Let's give you a little detail about what's going on here. This system we use in Nebraska high school basketball, now you play your sub-districts this week for the boys. Girls' district finals are all scheduled for tomorrow night, so the boys can play their district finals on Saturday, Monday or Tuesday of next week, depending on how the schools can get it arranged once you get your matchups figured out. But this year, because of the storm that hit Nebraska yesterday, the snow and the ice in certain parts of the state, we're not going to know anything now until sometime probably Saturday. A number of the sub-district finals scheduled for tonight have been postponed due to the weather and won't be played until tomorrow night. And that's assuming they can play tomorrow night, but that's the plan for now. And then they'll do the pairing either late tomorrow night or Saturday morning and find out where everybody is playing. So you match up your seeds, 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, and on down the line all the way across the state. St. Hart's sitting right now in the number 8 position. So they, if things hold the way they are right now, the Irish would be the home team on the scoreboard. But the team that they're talking about having to play, they may be playing halfway across the state against coming up Monday or Tuesday. And if it's one team, we already know, it would probably be Tuesday because they've got conference speak on Monday. But right now, we don't know who's late or anything like that. And the Irish have to win tonight to make sure that they're in those district finals. But that's the plan for now. And they will hopefully, even if they lost, they would hopefully draw one of the four wild cards, but nothing is certainly guaranteed. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game between the Irish and Diller Odell on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's on the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we did that just perfect as we did Tuesday night. We're going to come right back for the national anthem we played here by the Sigurd High School Band. And there you have the next list by the Sigurd Cup Band here. All right, let's take a look at the starters for tonight's game for the visitors. For Dill Rodell, for Coach Dylan Hendricks, they are 10-14 on the season. They will go with this starting group tonight. 5'6 junior, Preston Engelman, a 5'6 junior. 6'4 sophomore, Cooper Morgan. 5'11 sophomore, Braden Wendland. 6'4 senior, Kate Sutton, and 6'2 junior, Timothy Vitosh. Your starters again for the Griffins: Preston Engelman, Cooper Morgan, Braylon Wendland, Kate Sutton, and Timothy Vitosh. For the Irish tonight, for Coach Doug Gultz, his squad ranked number 5 in Class D2 at 16-8 on the season. Starting lineup tonight includes 6'2 junior Jack Stice, 6'1 senior Evan Keithley, 6'4 junior Joe Simon, 6' junior James Pressel, and 6' senior Sam Dunn. Jack Stice, Evan Keithley, Joe Simon, James Pressel, and Sam Dunn. This is game number 25 on the season for the Irish, and they've had the same 5 starters in every game to this point of the season. Over at City 101.3 tonight, our sister station, getting a better way to tip off, is the Johnson Brock Eagles as they host the Pawnee City Indians tonight. Pawnee City and Johnson Brock in their sub-district final. The winner moves on to the district final. Johnson Brock, another team that is pretty much guaranteed a spot, win, lose, or draw tonight, with the wild card they set forth this week in the wild card points. The Irish coming off that big win the other night. Evan Keithley hit 9 3-pointers that game, a new school record for Sacred Heart. He holds a school record for makes in a season. Actually, the top 2 spots for single season makes and for career 3-pointers for the Irish. We'll take another 1-minute break and be back with a tip-off between Sacred Heart and Dylan Rodell on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to go here is our Irish starters. If it did not sort of introduce, and we're up to introduce the starters for tonight's game. All of our games on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net. That's MSCSports.net. Hit that listen live button and the drop down box, pick the station one. KTNC for this game. KLVA, that's Sunny 101.3. If you want to game, one of Sunny tonight or whenever. Still a number of teams in the area alive for shots in the state tournament. Girls next week, say her place tomorrow night. If they would win tomorrow night, they would play the state tournament. Looks like 9 o'clock next Thursday morning is the number one seed. Johnson Brock, girls play tomorrow night, and they will be also playing next week. They would play on Wednesday in D1. The Sterling girls also still the chance to go to the state tournament. In Class D1, for the boys, Sacred Hearts alive, Johnson Brock, Pawnee City alive, and the Auburn Bulldogs also still playing in the sub-district finals tonight. Those games are going on tonight and should wrap up their sub-districts tonight, and hopefully they can move on to district play next Monday or Tuesday. So the introductions are done. The officials are ready to toss it up. As soon as we get 5 starters out there for each team, we will get underway here at the Roe Activity Center. You're listening to Irish and Dunnell Sub-District Basketball tonight on KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, Falls City and Humboldt. Here we go. Joe Simon steps into the middle for the Irish, jumping up against Cooper Morgan. Both 6'4", and we are ready to roll. Dunnell, the visiting team, they're dressed in black. Simon will control the tip. Backcourt, get it back there to Keatley. Now to point guard Sam Dunn, senior up the floor, left side, Stice. Back to the middle, now to the right side, down in the right wing. Keatley with it. He'll garner a lot of attention, I'm sure, tonight. Dunnell comes out zoned up. Keatley on the right side, back out top now. Freshel round to Dunn, back to Freshel. Pulls up, cross court, Stice for 3 from the left side of the circle, on the rim, won't go. Simon did not get called for the touch. The touch out of bounds off of Dylan O'Dell, off the hand of Caden Sutton. So Dunn will trigger from the baseline into Freshel, top of the key, right side off the baseline comes Dunn to the free throw line, jumper up on the rim, one hop straight up and down through the net it goes, and the Irish take a 2-0 lead. Sacred Heart won the previous match, matchup against Dillardell earlier this year. I believe, I find my notes, it was 44-32 is the final, I believe. Inside pass, knocked away, stolen away by Simon. Simon on the run, 1-on-2, and he traveled to the basketball. Two defenders got back there with him, and Simon called for traveling as he tried to make a spin into the lane there. All right, bringing the ball in will be Dylan Rodell. Coming up the floor with it. He is going to be Cooper Morgan. Morgan guarded by Keefe, driving down the right side, spins into the lane, elevates, rejected, got the ball tangled up with Simon. Out top, 3 ball, up off the rim, no good, put up there by Caden Sutton. Ball out of bounds. Touch last by the Irish. Griffin's basketball underneath their own basket. Triggering in will be Braden Wendland. Wendland goes backcourt with the basketball all the way up the floor to Timothy Vitage. He comes up, hands it off to Engelman. Engelman, right side, Vitage, back to Engelman. Sayhurt zoned up at the moment, 2-1-2. They made a living stealing cross-court passes here Tuesday night. Pass into the middle, and a tough catch made in the bucket for Caden Sutton. Nice entry pass, and it's tied at 2. Inside to Simon, right side, just outside the free throw area. Double teamed on the baseline, bounced it out. Freshel for 3 from the left side on the rim, won't go. And the rebound grabbed by Morgan of Dylan O'Dell. Griffin's coming up the floor with it here. Moving to the front. Now, Trappin is called. The Griffins turn it over for the second time here in the early going. Come back up the floor, Sacred Heart basketball now. The Irish to the front, inside the post, Keithley out to Stice. Whoop, lost his balance, fell down, got rid of it to Dunn. Dunn will pass the ball off and now get it right back. Dunn moving, now right side, swing around, Keithley for three, it's up. No good this time. Rebound to Freshel, inside to Simon, back out he goes to Stice, and he'll give it to Keithley again. Cross court, left side, Dunn. Moving over to Stice, fakes a three, drives in, back out of the right wing. Keithley moves up, 16-footer up on the rim, no good. And the rebound picked up by Keaton Sutton. 2-2 ball game, 3 minutes gone by here in quarter number one, the Roe Activity Center. Inside, knocked away by Keithley. He saved it in, but it's picked up by the Griffins. That knocked away. Simon ends up with it for the Irish. Simon coming up the floor. Pass it off, got it right back, and then had it knocked away from him by the Griffin defenders. Both teams having a tough time holding on to that basketball right now. 2-2 score, 4:39 to play. Griffins run into each other out top. Hand the ball on the right side is Morgan. He picked up his dribble, and he's going to throw it away. He tried to hit Preston Engelman, and the ball sails wide of the mark on the pass. Out of bounds, into the stands it goes, and it will be Irish basketball once again. So the Irish will bring it up the floor again. Take it over to the left side. Freshel back out top to Dunn and out of the midcourt. Stice to Freshel, back to Jack Stice, inside to Simon in the paint. Back out Keithley for three on the rim, no, and the rebound picked up. Taken down by Cade Sutton. Caden Sutton with the rebound. 2-2 ball game, halfway through quarter number one. Off the floor we go. Griffins with a lob in. And that shot made by Cooper Morgan. The assist by Timothy Vitosh. And the lead to Dylan O'Dell. Dylan O'Dell missing one of their starters due to an injury. Looks like he's got a big brace on his knee down here on the bench. Stice, right side to Dunn, right back to Jack Stice. Keithley, left side, high post Simon, back out to Dunn. And now Stice thought about it, didn't. Keithley didn't get a clean catch. Back to Jack Stice, between the circles to Simon. Free throw line, back to Stice for three. On the rim, it won't go. Rebound picked off by Cooper Morgan. They have a height advantage due to the Griffins in this ballgame. Pass really stolen by Keithley, but he gets through and down the floor. Three ball up. No good in the corner from the left side by Engelman. Rebound by Sam Dunn on the run. Off the left side to Simon. Dips the shoulder, turns up, no, whistle. And our first foul of the ball game will put Joe Simon at the free throw line. Foul will be called on Caden Sutton. First foul of the ball game. Up ball and in. Excuse me, I did not see that. Simon made the bucket. And it's an and one for the Irish here. 4-4, we're tied with 2:55 to go. I did not see that ball going in. The second one up, or a first one up. And the free throw good. The Irish take the lead now. 5-4. Up the floor of the basketball is Brian Wendland. Braden Wendland, excuse me. He'll pass the ball off. New player just in, Callan McKinney, a 5'10 junior. McKinney uses up his dribble, goes to Vitosh, tipped away by the Irish. The backcourt timeout. Dylan O'Dell, down 5-4, we're back to 30 seconds on KTNC.
Question, when you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Nebraska, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:36 to go in the first quarter. It's 5-4, Sagler boys leading. Dylan Rodell in the sub-district final in Class D2. To the front court of the basketball, Callan McKinney. Pass inside, down the block, back in. Oh, that was close to an offensive foul. That was back and in there, including Caden Sutton. Then he threw it out, and the Irish pick off the pass. Pass it underneath to Simon, double team, and cutting to the hoop is John Lamb from the left side to the right hand. Back and good. The assist to Joe Simon. Nice play by the Irish there. They lead it 7-4. On the right side, Wendland with it. Back out top, Timothy Vitosh. He'll dribble right, and he'll hand it off there for McKinney. McKinney back and driving down the right side. Back to Vitosh for three. It's up, it's off. Rebound. We've got a held ball, or we have a foul. We have a held ball, and that's going to stay on the Griffin end here. So the Griffin retain possession on the held ball. We'll be right back here tomorrow night bringing you a district final in girls, Ball State Sacred Heart, and the Osceola Bulldogs tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip-off. Here we go. Griffin's from the baseline, bringing into the corner. Vitosh for three on the left side. Too strong. Brought down by Simon out of the air. And now Dunn to the front with a minute 35 to go. Dunn for three from the right side. It's up. It's no good. Tipped away. Riley Nelson with the putback. Won't go. But he is fouled. Griffin foul is going to be called on Caden Sutton. That's his second foul. Coach Dylan Hendricks, none too pleased with that call. At the line, Riley Nelson, it's up and it's good. Riley with his first point of the ball game puts the Irish up 8-4. Pressure will sit down for Sacred Heart. Back in the ball game is Stice. Free throw up, off the rim, no. And the rebound to Cooper Morgan, his third of the game. Morgan, and he lost the ball, went to hand it off to McKinney, and they say the Irish tipped it out of there. Braden Wendland back in the ball game now, sitting down will be Caden Sutton, 2 points. Two rebounds and two fouls here nearly going. A minute 23 to go in the first quarter. Sub-district finals, D2, number one. The Irish at home. Out top with it. Now it will be Engelman. Dribbles really tied up by Stice. Got it away down on the right side. Drop step. Wendland goes in and a foul on the block on Simon, I believe. Fisher comes this way. Yep, Joe Simon with a foul. First foul of the game against Sacred Heart. And the free throw line, Braden Wendland. Wendland, a 5'11 sophomore, is up, and the bank is open from the free throw line. 8-5 is our score. He banked that one in. Whatever works for you, get the ball in the hole. Second on the way up. He banked it again. He did that on purpose. Both of them hit the same spot. Not a bad play. 8-6. Dice, front court. Left side, Keithley. Bounce pass into Simon on the left block. Back it out. Now around the perimeter. To the right side wing. With it. Done. Back to Dice. Trip. Fell down. Down the lane. Simon floats it up and hit. Simon with 5 to lead the Irish in scoring. It's 10-6. Sacred Heart. 44 seconds to go in the quarter. Morgan to the front, dishes it off underneath the Engelman. Trap, double team, got it away. Out on the right side to Wendland, now back to the top. Vitosh will reset the offense. Moving it back will be Callan McKinney. He'll get it to Vitosh. The right side with the ball, Morgan in the paint. Ball away, no. Rebound to Simon. The Irish coming on the run, 19 seconds. Keithley for three, no good again. He's missed his first three or four three-ball attempts tonight. Here's a rebound by Wendland. Off the floor, 8 on the clock, stolen away by Keithley. 6 on the clock in the backcourt, headed the other way. Keithley, runner up, let's go. Nice play, nice hustle. And that's the end of one. Sacred Heart 10, Del Rodell 6. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com for loan discounts made by American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc., at the American Family Insurance Office in Falls City or Auburn.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock, Sigurd 10, Dillardale 6. We start the second quarter. Starters all around for both these teams. Sigurd Baswell to start the second period. Right side with it done. Lob into Simon off the glass. Short, no. Keithley the rebound. The putback, nobody got fouled. Keithley with the rebound, and now he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul will go against Timothy Vitosh, his first. Team foul number three. Keithley ready at the line, on the way up, and got it. His first point in the ball game. Oh, Keithley ready. Eyes the basket, second free throw on the way up, and rattles off. Rebound picked up by Keaton Sutton. He'll give the ball away to Cooper Morgan, who comes up the floor with it. There are 6'4 Griffins giving the ball back and forth. Now to Vitosh in the front. Pass the lane, and a push foul. That's going to be Keithley, I believe. He was behind the play, and it is Evan Keithley's first foul of the ball game. Second foul of the ball game on the Irish. Triggering the baseline, Braden Wendland. He'll come into Vitosh on the right side of the elbow. Back out top for three, off the mark. Wendland, no good. Keithley with the rebound for Sacred Heart. Up the floor now, Stice. Around a defender in the middle. Down the lane, Simon puts it up and hits the rim and fights its way in there for 2 points. For the Irish, Stice with the assist on the play for Sacred Heart. We come the other way now with the basketball. And now with the ball is Engelman. Dish off Vitosh. He'll hand the way to Morgan. Morgan underneath, knocked away by Simon. Picked up and on the run. Freshel going in, stripped to the ball by Vitosh. No foul. No foul, just stripped away. Irish basketball underneath their own bucket here. 6:54 to go in quarter number two. And a little pass in the middle. Stice got away from his defender. And Jack Stice puts it up and in. The assist off the baseline for the Irish. 15-6, the Irish up by 9 here in quarter number two. And now we've got another turnover. 5 second call against the Griffin offense. Good job by the Irish there on the defense. We'll get a 5 second call. Vitosh out of the ball game. Back in is Callan McKinney, 5'10 junior now for the Griffins. Sayhart going right to left to the west bucket here in the first half tonight. Keep corner to Freshel. Back out to Dunn. Dunn looking to the middle against the zone. Can't get it to Simon. Joe's walking around with a Griffin with his hand in his back the whole time they're on offense. Now left side Keithley underneath, and it's off of a Griffin. Out of bounds trying to hit Freshel underneath the rim. Okay, we will reset. Dunn to trigger from the baseline. Bring it in, and down the lane on the left side comes Stice. And that is 2 straight buckets on the inbound for the Irish. Good job there. And now a pass to the left corner with it. Cooper Morgan dribbles to the free throw line and now back around the perimeter. He'll get the pass back. Dribbles, free throw circle, and he threw it to the referee. Tipped away by the Irish. So deflection for Sacred Heart. Simon out. Rodney Nelson in with 5:53 to go in the first half for Sacred Heart, up 17-6 in the ball game. That's the 11-point advantage for the Irish. Cross court, the ball goes to Engelman. Engelman back to the top with a pass to McKinney. Down the lane, hands it off there to Morgan. Morgan in the middle, shot up, overshooting, not Morgan. That is Caden Sutton. He missed it. Got it back and put it up and in. That was 31, not 24. He's got the purple shoes on. I should be able to remember that. Nelson, left baseline. Pass up three. Out top. Stice. Dunn. Back to Stice. Steps inside the three-point line. It's up and it's good. And Jack Stice has got six straight for the Irish. They are up by 11. And we will return to the Row Activity Center after this 30-second break on TPNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
19-8, the lead to the Irish with 5:14 to go in the first half here in the sub-district final in Class D2 tonight in Falls City. Second timeout called by the Griffins. Don't want to let the Irish get out of sight here with an 11-point advantage right now. Sacred Heart does not have a three-point basket yet in this ball game, and the Griffins don't either. Inbounding the ball, and he comes in to Cooper Morgan. He'll bring it up against token pressure. Morgan to the front. Stutter step, reverses into the paint. He goes back out of there with the ball now to Sutton. Sutton will hand it off to out top to McKinney. McKinney goes in the middle to Wendler. Lost it, picked it up, hands it off. Now driving through, losing his balance, traveling, is going to be called against the Griffin, Preston Engelman. Back into the game. Now, let's see, will be Vitosh. Kennedy Vitosh back in there for the Griffins. Checking out is Cooper Morgan, who get a quick breather. Stay hard by 11, 4:40 to go in the first half. Dunn with it against the zone. Driving up, Stice, underneath Nelson. Nice pass. Got a bucket. Riley Nelson with his first two. He's having a good all-around game for the Irish here tonight. He'd made three straight hoops for the Irish. Now gets an assist on that one. Here's a drive off the glass. Up. No good by McKinney. Got his own rebound. Now he needs some help. Gives it Vitosh. Turnaround off the glass. High. Or he could on up. And good. Going to be Vitosh up the floor now. Done. Out to teammate. Pressure. Over to Stice. Pull up. 16-footer. That's the net. Stice got the hot hand. He's got eight all here in the quarter. Come up the floor here. Vitosh with it. In the middle. Giving the ball up. Left hand up. That is good. And a foul. Caden Sutton got free on the left side. Off the glass for two. The foul will be on Sam Dunn. Okay. Sam Dunn with his first foul. He fouled number three on the Irish. That makes it 23-12. Simon back in. Keith, he will sit for the Irish. Doug Gold pretty much going to the six-man rotation. Free throw up and good on the three-point play. Sutton has seven. Quickly a lob into Simon on the baseline under the bucket. Has to get rid of it. Out top, 3:33 to go in period number two. Simon again from Stice, right back to Stice. Oh, in and out, won't go that time. And the ball tipped by Freshel, but he comes up the floor to the Griffin. Underneath, they go inside, and a turn, and no, a foul going to be on Simon. That's going to be his second. Frankly, very easily could have been called before the foul on the shot as he kind of got underneath Sutton when he made the catch. 3:16 to go. Simon, that's not a shooting foul. So it comes into the left, right side. McKinney with it. Into the middle. A little set shot made up and good. Over Morgan. 23-15. The 11-point lead is now 8. Keithley out top to Stice. Moving right to left. Goes around the perimeter. Gets a screen. Hands off to Dunn. Dunn coming back. He's in the free throw circle. He'll elevate the shot. Off the flat iron, no good, and it is Preschel tipping the ball off of a Griffin player out of bounds. But Dunn will inbound again on the baseline. Where's Stice? That's what you want to know if you're the Griffins. He come in, and that's Riley Nelson who comes down the left side, and another assist for Dunn off the inbound. That is the third time the Irons have scored on an inbound play underneath the bucket. The lead is 10, 25-15. Driving into the paint, dishing the ball off now. Wendland with it. Bounces it back. A little left-hand hook shot up there. No good by Morgan. Rebound by Riley Nelson. Quickly to the wing on the other end. Off to Preschel. Back to Nelson. Thought about a triple. Said, I don't think it will. Back out. Keithley will. Up and down. Evan Keithley with his first field goal of the night. Gives him 4 points. The Irish are up to their biggest lead of the game now. 13 points. 28-15. Sager up for Wendland. Cut off. Gets it out to Vitosh. And now in the middle with it, Morgan. Morgan drives in and scoops it. Two hops on the rim. No. Rebound to Sam Dunn. Dunn moves up the floor. A lot of bumping. No call. Out to Keithley. Around a defender. Down the lane. Left hand. Finger roll. Good. Keithley now with 6. That's 5 straight for him. And the lead is 15 for Sagan Hart, 30-15. To the front, Cooper Morgan with it. Morgan to the right side wing. Wendland, pass in, knocked away, stolen by Sagan Hart. Preschel, 2-on-2, over to Dunn. Head and shoulder fake, off the glass, up and good. Dunn with the bucket. Preschel with the assist. And the Irish are now up by 17 with a minute 9 to go in the first half. Vitosh gets the man-to-man, passes down low. We got a blocking foul on Keithley. I thought maybe the foul was going to go on Nelson out top for trying to stop the pass going through, but it's on Keithley. Evans got his second foul for the Irish. Team foul number 5 on Sacred Heart. Out comes Caden Sutton, who has 2 fouls with a minute 1 to go. He'll be replaced in the lineup again by Preston Engelman. Triggering for the baseline, Braden Wendland into Vitosh for 3. Short. Keithley tips it to himself. Now he's going to bring it up the floor on the left sideline. Cuts to the middle. Digits it to Dunn. Free throw line back to Preschel. Preschel looking. Preschel called for traveling. Traveling called, and it's Griffin ball. Into the game for Sig Hart. Carson Sells now. Keithley will sit down with his 2 fouls with 47 seconds to go. Good strategy by Coach Schultz. Ball comes cross court. Wendland dribbles across to the front. Say Hartlaker zoned up now. Ball knocked loose, recovered by McKinney. Right side. Now Vitosh at the top of the post. Dumps it underneath and a 2-pointer. Layup by Morgan. Vitosh with the assist. 24 seconds to go. The Irish up 15. First half action here at the rack. Stice off to Dunn, playing for one of the Irish. Stice to Dunn out in the midcourt circle. Waiting the clock down to 9 now. He'll move right side to Stice with the pass. Skip it over the top on it. Stolen away. Moving up the floor. Up, no good by Morgan. And a follow shot is no good by Engelman. And at halftime, it's Fall City Sacred Heart, 32. And the Delaware Griffins, 17. 32, make that 32-17. The Irish lead it. We will return with your Highland Community College halftime report coming up after this 2-minute timeout on PTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, but it's far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the first half of our ball game tonight, it's Sacred Heart leading 32-17 over the Delaware Griffins. The Griffins, I had them for 9 turnovers and 4 for the Irish in that first half. Scoring in the first half for Dylan Odell, they are led by Caden Sutton with 7 points, 6 more for Cooper Morgan, 2 for Timothy Vintosh, and 2 in the first half for Braden Wendland at the free throw line. Caden Sutton had 2 fouls in the first half, nobody else had more than 1 for Dylan Odell. For Sacred Heart in the first half tonight, the scoring column looks like this. Leading the way is going to be Joe Simon. He's got, no, that's not right. Jack Stice has 8. 8 for Stice all in the second quarter. 7 for Joe Simon. 6 each for Sam Dunn and Evan Keithley. And 5 for Ryan Nelson off the bench for the Irish. Sacred Heart 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. They had 4 fouls in the first half, or 4 turnovers, rather. And they had 2 fouls apiece on Evan Keithley and Joe Simon for Sacred Heart. Again, your halftime score, 32-17. Sacred Heart with the lead over Dylan Odell in this Class D2 Sub-District 1 final night here at the Roe Activity Center. Our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, let's take a time out. We'll listen to the word from our sponsors, check the weather, and be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on KTNC.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Din's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Din's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Din's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Nan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter. Partly cloudy skies this evening, a low around 8, a north wind around 15 miles an hour. A slight chance of snow on Friday, a high near 31, an east-northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 14, an east wind up to 5 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 49. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 27. A slight chance of rain and snow on Sunday, high near 58. Rain and thunderstorms overnight Sunday night, low around 43. A chance of rain on Monday, high near 53. Monday night, mostly clear, low around 25. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 53. Wednesday, high near 55. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Rack, Falls City Sacred Heart. Halftime in our boys' sub-district game over on Sister Station, 71.3 tonight. Fourth-ranked Charleston Broccoli, Pawnee City, 35-18. They're 35-18. Johnson Brock with the lead. They're headed to district. It looks like either way with the wild card in there. They're sitting number four in wild card points. Four wild cards to go. Coming up tomorrow night here at the Row Activity Center in Falls City, Sacred Heart, hosting the Osceola Bulldogs in a district final in Class D2. We'll have that game for you. 7 o'clock tip time tomorrow night. on KTNC. Winner moves the state tournament. Next Thursday, Class D2 girls action. We are ready to go here. It's Del Rodel basketball. Griffin's inbound at backcourt to Cooper Morgan. He'll come off the floor on the left side with the pass to Preston Engelman. Starters in for the Irish. Starters in for Del Rodel. Keithley knocked the pass away. It went right back to Del Rodel. Pass inside. A foul going to get called on Preschel. That's not a bad place to burn one. It's going to be a layup otherwise. Foul on James Preschel, his first of the ball game. And it will put Caden Sutton to the line. Shoot a pair. He's 1-for-1 in the ball game so far. Sutton ready, and it's up. It's good. 6'4" senior with one more coming here. He gets ready. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up. It's good. He'll get them both. He's got 9 points. He leads all scores in the game. Keep it to the front court against a man-to-man now by Dylan Odell. That'll be Jack Stice out top between the circles. Move out to Keithley for three. In, out, no good. Rebound Vitosh for the Griffins. Vitosh will give it up now to Braden Wendland. To the top, off the left side now, England. Thought about a long, didn't take it. Instead, he'll skip it over cross court. Now back to Vitosh. He'll hook the pass to the top of the key and a three ball up the man down. Cooper Morgan has 9 in the game. And it's now 32-22. Irish led by 15 at halftime. Simon for three, missed it all. And the rebound is coming down the other end by Sutton. His fifth board. And to the front now, right side. Out to Vitosh. Pass underneath again to Sutton. Back out to Vitosh. Thought about loading up a long one. It's passed. Tipped, stolen away by the Irish. Preschel with the takeaway. Ahead to Stice. Into Simon. Double team. Back out Preschel for the, excuse me, Keithley for three. It's up. It's good. Evan Keithley with 9 in the ball game. The lead is 13 again. First Sacred Heart. Had it down to 10. Here's a steal by the Irish. Keithley the steal, the throw ahead. Sam Dennis will lay it up and in. Keithley the steal and the assist. Done the two at the other end. Lead back to 15. Another turnover taken away by Preschel. Knocked away from behind by Dylan Odell. Slowing it up now. England. They'll take it to the right corner. Wheel out of there and hold the ball. Now skips it over to Vitosh for three on the left side. On the rim, no. Rebound brought down Preschel. Tried falling out of bounds. Threw it back in. Tried to hit a grip, and the ball is loose. We're going to have a held ball that will go to Sacred Heart on the alternating possession here. So Irish basketball, 5:35. It's been an action-packed first 2.5 minutes here of this third quarter. So the Irish got their lead back to 15. It was 17 at one point in the first half. Dunn runs into Stice. Off balance, passes it away to Preschel. Back to Keithley. Driving back into the free throw line. Out to Simon. He'll spin in right side. All the way across the flat iron. Won't go. Preschel got the rebound. Tried to put it back up, and we got a foul call. Foul will go again. Sutton. Caden picked up his third foul of the ball game. And at the line, Joe Simon, 7 points in the contest. Shooting a pair here. Doug Gold's called Jack Stice over. Word of instruction for him. Free throw in and out and on the rim and a bounce no. Now, Stice goes up where Fresh was out on the lane. Says, Coach wants to talk to you. Your turn. So he comes over. Doug Gold's giving Preschel instructions, and now Simon back to line. Junior sets, fires, and hits it. Simon with 8 points in the ball game tonight for the Irish. To the front court we go. Well, there, now we go, and no, I threw it away. The ball went cross court over on the far side to England. He tried to take it to the front to Vitosh. And the pass is wide of the mark and goes out of bounds. on the far side of the floor. As we look at it here from the south side, Irish going to the right, down to the east end this time, the second half. Simon spins the lane, passes off to Freshel. Back cross now to Dunn, in the corner to Simon, to the wing, jab step, moving out with the dribble, back and in, spin move, and slapped away by Vitosh, out of bounds. Irish ball on the baseline with 4:39 to go in the quarter, up by 16. Everybody on the corner of the lane for the Irish. Looking out top, Freshel with a catch, now to Dunn, right corner three ball, too strong. Rebound on the far side, Cooper Morgan with the weak side rebound. Coming across the other way now, Engelman with it. Up ahead on the baseline, Sutton moving in. Lost the ball, Stice picks it up for the Irish. He'll get the steal, it comes up the floor the other way now. And a shot on a drive by Heathley. Heathley in double figures with 11. And it's now an 18-point Irish advantage, their biggest lead of the game. Time
for Del Rodell,
back in half a minute on
KTNC. SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
40-22, Sagar leading. 4 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Irish on defense now, starting five in the ball game for Sagar. Backcourt, Dunn all over the ball handler. Cross court stolen by Keithley. Layup is good. Boy, Keithley's going to be the MVP of this sub-district if we have such a thing. He gets the steal, his third of the night. To the front, Vitosh, double teamed. Cross court, yes, straight is stolen. Headed up the floor, fouled. No bucket, the foul before the shot. Bucket will not count. The foul will be called on Vitosh. Vitosh has three. The Irish bringing it in now. Stice, left side. Moving around, up, no good. And then a free throw up, or three-pointer by Keithley won't go. And the rebound brought down out of there. Up the floor they go, and on the sideline, when he caught it, was Caden Sutton. So the Irish get it back, leading by 20, 42-22. Dunn to Simon, dribble to the free throw area, spins in the lane, out to Stice for three from the left corner. No, rebound, Simon had it, knocked loose, the glasses come off of a Griffin. And we've got a foul called on that Griffin, that's going to be on Braden Wendland, his first team foul number 3.5 on the Griffin. Keithley to Stice, around the horn, Freshel, back to Stice, to Keithley, in the corner for Simon. Simon on the right side of the floor, looks against the zone defense, back over to Stice, he'll play it from between the circles, with the drill, over the far side, Freshel, driving into the paint, leaves off for Simon, he'll go down the lane with a one-hander, good for Joe Simon, he's in double figures with 10. 44-22, the Irish have doubled up the lead. To the front court of the basketball, Callan McKinney checked in on the break. Across the left side wing, now Vitosh, doubling. Boy, the Irish defense is aggressive. Pass underneath, shot up, across the rim, won't go. And a foul on the Irish on the rebound, which is grabbed up by Sutton. Foul on Keithley, his third. He's got three, Simon's got two. Keithley will check out. Back in is Ryan Nelson for the Irish here. Ready to bring it in from the baseline is Wendland. Comes in top. McKinney hands off. Now down to Vitosh. Back in with the dribble. Knocked away by Freshel. Vitosh got it back. threw it down to his teammate down below his knee, and it's kicked out of bounds. The Irish get it back with 2:15 to go in the period. Nelson into Dunn and Sam up the floor. Between the circles, right side, Riley Nelson. Simon flashes, they don't get the ball. Now Stice in traffic between defenders, throws it up with the left hand, it's good. Stice in double figures with 10. Off the floor now, the Irish pick up with a trap in midcourt. Off the floor on the left side, they get it ahead to McKinney. Inside, Vitosh up, spins it, no, rebound brought down by Joe Simon. Simon to Dunn on the right side. Pass it back, Simon, set shot for three, short, no good. Rebound tip, it comes down, and it's going to go to the Griffins. In the lane, up, no, shot up, and a follow. They give it off to a teammate, and a bucket good for Cooper Morgan. He's got 11. Callum McKinney put that first one up and got the rebound. 46-24, Sigurd. Doug Gold wants a timeout. Todd Gore, we'll be back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1 minute, 20 seconds to go in quarter number three. City Hart with a 46-24 advantage over the Dillon O'Dell Griffins. City Hart looking for their 17th win of the year. The Irish trying to get back to state tournament. We'll be here tomorrow night for the girls. District final with Osceola. Game time is 7 o'clock. The winner to the state tournament next week. D2 starts on Thursday. D1 starts on Wednesday next week. Well, we come back to live action here. Irish basketball inbound to Simon. Takes the handoff, dribbles. Into the paint he goes against a double team. Off the iron, no. Rebound brought down by Vitosh. Vitosh will hand the ball out of there. Coming up the floor now with the ball will be Wendland. Wendland will give it up for Morgan. Pull up jumper on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed by Sutton. Up, no good, but he's fouled. Sagan foul on Joe Simon. Sutton at the line to shoot two. He is 3 for 3 point. Simon and Keithley with 3 each for the Irish. Free throw up and off the front edge. No good this time. He'll get one more here. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Free throw coming up. Second one up and off. No good. Simon grabs up the rebound for Sagan Hart. Throws it ahead quickly. Stice to Dunn. Back to Simon. Top of the key. Simon will give the ball off there. Now move the ball from the right to the left. It's going to be Stice at the point. Dunn in the corner. Dump it inside. Simon and a layup is good. The assist to Stice. And Simon with another bucket now with a dozen in the ballgame. 48-24. Biggest lead of the ballgame now at 24. Underneath Vitosh off balance. Falls down, threw it up to the rim. Simon comes out with it for the Irish. Now it's Freshel to Dunn. 18 seconds to go. Give it off to Stice. That goal says let's get one good shot here. Now the Irish move with 10, 9 in the midcourt circle. 8. Dunn moves left, pulls up underneath to Simon as he works down the lane. Out to Freshel for 3. Left corner, no good. And that will end the third quarter. It is Sagan Hart 48, Dillon O'Dell 24. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit FM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. at the American Family Insurance Office in Falls City or Auburn.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're ready to go to the fourth quarter. State Hart up 48-24. The Griffins have the ball to start period number four. And a big hill to climb here against the fifth-ranked team in the state. The Griffins, the crossover down lane. Engelman up off the glass. No. Follow up off the rebound. Good by Sutton. He's got double figures now with 11 points in the ball game. The front court, the Irish to Keithley, left side, wing, three, up, down. Evan Keithley with 16. He has now got three tonight to go with the nine he had the other night, adding to his school record. That ties his own record for most three-pointers in a season at 64, record he set last year. He already owns the school all-time record for three-pointers made. Here's a foul shot off of the miss. Caden Sutton, credit him for staying with it, got the rebound, put it back up, and a foul on Joe Simon. That's going to be Joe's fourth. Four on Simon, and into the game will come fresh again. Riley Nelson started the third quarter, the fourth quarter for the Irish. At the line, the free throw up and off the mark, no good. They're going to need to make free throws here. That's four team fouls on Sacred Heart here in this half. Second free throw coming. Nelson, Dunn, Keithley, Freshel, and Stice for the Irish now. Free throw up and off the back. No good. Dunn grabs up the loose ball rebound for Sacred Heart. Coming to the front, off to Keithley. Pulls up, 15-footer, wing up, no. Rebound scramble. We're going to have a push foul. You can call that on. Call that on the Griffins. Well, foul is called on Morgan. Morgan the foul, his first team foul, number four. And again, Coach Dylan Hendricks is not happy with the call, and he's starting to tread on thin ice. 1-4 low for the Irish. Everybody from sideline to sideline along the baseline. Dunn to trigger, bring it in. Keithley had a three-pointer, passed it up. Now Dunn, he'll take one from the right side. No good. Keithley the rebound. Spins inside, up, and he got fouled. Keithley with the rebound will go to the line to shoot two. Foul on 24 again. It is. Cooper Morgan picks up back-to-back fouls for the Griffins. Keithley, 1-for-2 at the line in tonight's ball game. Second one, first one on the way up is no good. Tonight, now that gives Keithley 743 points in his career, 744 there, moving up into the, they're in the top 30 in Irish scoring history for the senior. 3-point from the right side, up, hit the top of the backboard, off the mark by Braden Winland, and the Irish will get the ball. Timeout called by the Griffins with 6:42 to go. They take their fourth timeout. They're down by a score of 52-26. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Irish leading the Griffins. In C2, two highly ranked teams in the sub-district final, Tri-County is leading Freeman's Falcons by 5 points in the second half. So those teams are going to advance on a wild card, I would imagine, the way it looks in the point standing. Pressure to the front, off to Keithley, against the man-to-man down the lane. Keithley to the backboard, the layup is good. Keithley now with 19 to go to the 29 he had on Tuesday night. Up the floor for the Griffins, down by 28 points now. Biggest lead of the game for the Irish. A drive and a pass across. Oh, that's unfortunate for the Griffins. They tried to hook the pass inside, and Callan McKinney, he threw it in there off the Irish, and as the ball was deflected, it came right back to him, and he was out of bounds by that point. Here's Dunn down the lane, right hand, no, tipped out by Nelson, decides. Keithley backing up. Giving the ball up here. Now off to Sam Dunn goes. Dunn moving right. Off to Keithley. Wide open triple from the left side of the circle. He's feeling it now. Keithley is fourth three-pointer in the game. He had a slow start. He didn't score in the first quarter tonight. Down the lane. Blocked by Freshel. Brought down by Riley Nelson. Ahead to Dunn on the right side. Stops, pops, three ball, off, no good. Nelson tips it out to Keithley. Keithley cross court, dice, dribble drive, floater, up, no, and the rebound brought down there by Wimbledon. So we'll come back the other way now for Dylan Odell, down by 31 points now. Driving in, spinning, shooting, and a on Keithley because of the plus it up by, excuse me, Cooper Morgan. They'll be at the line to shoot too. Only called it on Dunn, 35. All right, Sam second. Team fouls even at 5 apiece here in the second half. Morgan ready, free throw up and good. He's got a dozen points now. Simon back in here for James Freshel for Sacred Heart at the moment. Vitosh back in here for Dylan Riddell. Out of the game comes Wendland. Second green throw coming here for Morgan. Up and no good. Rebound tip. Ends up in the hand of Sam Dunn. He'll slow it up. Now ahead to Keithley. Three ball for the lefty off the mark. Ooh. That's as wide as he has missed in a while. Didn't draw anything. That ball just kept going to the left on him. Here's a drive, a shot. It won't go for Cooper Morgan. Rebound to Evan Keithley. To the front, through traffic with the step. Traveling. Kind of wondered about that. 30-point Irish advantage. 4:46 to go in the ball game. Say Hart still showing a pressure defense here. Coming up the floor with it. Callan McKinney. Not a real hard press. And here's a three-pointer. Up, no good by the Griffin. Here's a steal Vitosh with. Dishes the ball off underneath to Caden Sutton. And a foul on Sam Dunn. Dunn is third. And back to the line once again. Caden Sutton to shoot a pair. Free throw up and rattles this one home. He's got a dozen points in the ball game. Made his first three, missed two, now four out of six at the line. tackle on the way up. Missed that one. Simon with the rebound for the Irish. Pass ahead quickly to Stice. Spins into the paint off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul on the Griffins. Who they put it on? Two players there. Let's see. That was awfully quick, Mr. Official. Foul on Vitosh is third. Team foul even at six apiece now here in this second half. Stice, the line has 10 points in the ball game and make it 11. That's his first free throw attempt. He had 8 points in the second quarter, made three straight baskets for the Irish when the game was pretty tight yet. Second on the way up, and good. He helped get the Irish advantage to spread up there. Now to the front court of the basketball with a 31-point deficit are the Griffins. Pass stolen by Keithley. Keithley, four steals again, up the floor with the dribble. Drive, splits defenders, but a whistle and a foul will put him in the line for a 1-1. Foul will go on Vitosh again. His fourth. And now Keithley to the line to shoot two, or shoot 1-1. 22 for Keithley, 2 for 4 is the line tonight. Out of the game comes Pete Sutton, senior, finishing up his high school basketball career for the Griffins with a dozen points tonight. Free throw for Keithley is up and good. In all likelihood, this is the last home game for the Irish seniors. If they win, it'll probably be a home team, but they'll probably be having to meet somebody halfway across the state, it looks like. Second up and good for Keithley. All of a sudden, he's got 24 points. He had just 6 at halftime. He had 18 here in quarter of the second and third quarters. 4 minutes to go, halfway through here. Turn, shot up, no good. Simon grabs the rebound off the miss of Morgan. Simon now with 8 rebounds. Back to Dunn, pull up 3 ball. Off the glass, the paint. Double figures with 11 now. The lead is 64-28. Lead is 36 points, and a timeout called by the Griffins. I think that's their 5th timeout. Will return. The Irish up big. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. Shea Hart, sub-district final, leading the Dillardale Griffin 64-28. Tomorrow night, I invite you to join us right back here. At the rack is the St. Hart girls trying to get back to the state tournament, which is an annual event for them. It looked tough this year for the Irish girls, but they are playing good basketball. They are the number one seed, the number one ranked team. They'll play Osceola tomorrow night. Tip off at 7 o'clock. The winner moves on to the state. Driving down the left side lane, Callan McKinney for the Griffins. He is fouled by the Irish. This will go off two. No, okay. Person snuck in there off during the timeout. Also to the ball game, John Krause for the Irish. Free throw is up and good. So it's Sells, Krause, Nelson, Keithley, and Dunn. I believe that's all the Irish seniors in there at one time. Playing together. Here's a free throw. No. Keithley tips it to himself. Now got 6 rebounds in the game. Dunn ahead. Sells. Over it goes the other way now with the basketball. Handling it. Krause. John comes back out top to Sells. Left side, Riley Nelson. Back and in. Bounce pass away. He got fouled. He got pushed for his effort by Preston Engelman. Oh, no. Really? Foul on Vitosh. Not what I saw. Referee has been looking somewhere else. I wasn't. Vitosh fouls out with 3:11 to go. He fouls out with 2 points in the ball game. 5'9 sophomore, so Riley Nelson to the line. 1-for-2, has 5 points. The ball game is up. It's good. He's now got 6. I mentioned this before. I think Riley Nelson is probably the most improved player for Saving Heart from the start of the season to now. 66-29. The Irish up by 37. Their biggest lead of the ball game. At the other end now, Engelman dishes it off. Now to McKinney. McKinney will hand the ball away to Morgan for 3. It's up. It's good. Cooper Morgan now with 15 in the game. The second triple. Krause for the answer of the other end. Up. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Schultz for Dylan O'Dell. 2:38 to play in this ball game. To the front we go. Wendland with it. Out again. 3-pointer off the mark this time. No good for Morgan. Rebound Krause. He'll give it to Dunn. Dunn into the paint. Pulls up. Passes off. Now gets to Krause. Back to Dunn. I don't imagine Dunn and Keith are going to be in there much longer. Dunn O'Dell emptying their bench right now. To Riley Nelson. On the right block, double team out to Keithley, 3-ball up, and of course it went in. 27 for Keithley. Doug Gold calls a timeout. All he wants to do is get players. And it's timeout. We're going to take the timeout, so we'll take a timeout with it. Back in 30 seconds on PTSC. Up now, 69-32. All right, we've got Cooper Darby, a 6'2 freshman in the ball game. James Freshel and Jack Stice are back in there. Also in will be Cole Taft for the Irish, as well as Quincy Kulliker, a 5'9 sophomore. For the Griffins, they've got Jack Phillips in the ball game. He comes cross court to Dylan Dindlinger, and a turnover by the Griffins on the baseline. Tap and get it into Stice. Stice will work it up the floor for the Irish. Off the left side to Kanavi. And he's going to fire a 3. It's over in and out. He had the distance. He had it gauged just about right. At the other end, the offensive rebound. Schultz heads up the floor. And he couldn't get stopped. Saving Heart gets the ball on the traveling violation. 1:33 to go. Stice up the floor now. Like Doug Gold's got everybody in the ballgame. He's missing one tonight. There's a drive on the left side. Tap, cut off. Out top of the run. I don't see Brendan Lebron suited up now. He must be under the weather. Down on the right side, Kulliker with it. Pass it away. Tipped away. Stice will recover it. Also in there for Dylan, Jacob Novotny is in the game here to drive down the lane for Stice. Up, and good. He's got 14. 71-32. Jack Phillips in there. Hand the ball now. Brendan Schultz off the near side for Jack Phillips. In the middle to Jacob Novotny here to drive. Blocked by Stice. And who else in there? 54. I don't have a 54. Benjamin Soule, maybe? There's not a 54 in our program either. Well, I guess that might be sold, judged on the size we got. Out top, with the basketball off the right side. Get the ball over to the right side now to Dindlinger. Up, no. Rebound brought down by Jack Stice. Stice will bring it up the floor, 34 seconds. Tap for 3, and Alexi carries it from the right side. Full tap makes it a 74-32 game. What a running clock, the final 20 seconds. Off the right side now. Down in the right corner with the ball, Jack Phillips. And it turns over and he steps out of bounds. And the Irish are headed for the district finals. Dylan Riddell has 32. Stice crosses midcourt. 74-32, your final score. Sacred Heart with the win. They outscored the Griffins 42-15 in the second half tonight. 74-32, your final. The Irish win. Advance to the district final next Monday or possibly Tuesday. We'll tell you all more about that coming up later this weekend. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back and give you the score of the ballgame on PTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Your electrical problem solver.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is proud to continue the tradition of Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980. Two $1,700 scholarships, one in business and one in agriculture, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High Schools and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2023 senior students should see your school counselor for an application. Deadline is April 1st. Frontier Bank, member FDIC, in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center with the final score tonight. Sacred Heart wins at 74-32 to advance the district final in D2. In D1 over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, Johnson Brock defeats Pawnee City 68-43 to advance to district finals action next week as well. We'll keep following these teams, hopefully all the way to Lincoln. Auburn also playing tonight, going to score on that, but we'll see how the Bulldogs do as well. In this game tonight, it is the Irish 74-32 leading the way for Sacred Heart tonight. Evan Geasley scored 27 to match almost his 29 from Tuesday night. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers tonight to go with the 9 he made on Tuesday night. He didn't score in the first quarter. 27 for Keighley, 14 for Jack Stice tonight. Sam Dunn had 11, a dozen for Joe Simon. Cole Taft had a 3-ball at the end of the game, and it was 7 for Ronnie Nelson off the bench for the Sacred Heart total of 74. For the Griffins, they finished the year 10 wins and 15 losses. They are led by Cooper Morgan with 15 in the ballgame tonight, a dozen for Caden Sutton. Timothy Vitosh with 2, Braden Wendland with 2, and 1 for Callan McKinney. Final score, 74-32, the Irish with the win tonight here at the Rowe Activity Center. Tomorrow night, we'll be right back here at the Rowe Activity Center, where it will be the Sacred Heart Girls hosting the Osceola Bulldogs. It's a 7 o'clock tip time tomorrow night on KTNC. The Irish trying to get back to state for about the 28th year in a row, something like that. Not quite, but they've made a regular habit of it. We'll give you all the numbers tomorrow night. But the Irish hosting Osceola tomorrow night, team they beat in the district finals last year, trying to make it 2 years in a row and a trip to state again for Sacred Heart girls. We'll see how they do tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night over on Sunny 101.3, it will be the Johnson Brock Eagle girls in district finals action as well. Randy Gatula will have the call on that game for you tomorrow night in D1 action, where it will be Johnson Brock hosting the BDS Eagles They're 20-5. Johnson Brock is also 20-5. Well, that's going to wrap it up here tonight from the Rural Activity Center for our student engineer here in Wisdom. I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody, and join us tomorrow night for District Finals for Girls.